Hello, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Listen as travel experts Chris Newton and Jerry Fuller give advice on world destinations and discuss important travel topics that are valuable to any world traveler. Go to www.traveladviceshow.com where you can listen to this show and all previous shows, or even ask your travel questions. Now here are your hosts, Chris and Jerry.
Hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. I'm Chris Newton, and today is May 12th, and today we're going to be talking about Majestic America Lines.
I'm really excited, Vanessa Bloy, Director of Public Relations for Majestic America Line, because my wife and I are on several of their ships, and it's truly a unique, different way to tour the places that they go. Welcome, Vanessa. We're excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Welcome, Vanessa.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good. First of all, Vanessa, I want you to spend just some time, not just, but some time, talking about the Majestic America Line, because it's a very unique concept, and it's been around a very long time. And would you like to spend some time telling about the philosophy of your ships and what they're like?
Absolutely. Majestic America Line is comprised of a fleet of 6 U.S. flagged and built ships traveling America's great rivers and coastal waterways from Alaska and the Pacific Northwest to the Heartland and the upper and lower Mississippi River. And the company's specially designed ships deliver an unequaled boutique experience that combines an unmatched attention to quality with deluxe comfort and warm, attentive service from an American crew. We're based out of Seattle, and we're a division of Ambassadors Cruise Group, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Ambassadors International, Inc. What makes our cruises so unique are that, first off, they focus on specific destinations. For instance, we focus on the Mississippi River and the tributaries there. We also cruise in the Pacific Northwest, Columbia and Snake Rivers, as well as Alaska's Inside Passage. And our ships are built especially for intimate up-close cruising of these rivers and coastal waterways. They feature beautifully decorated public spaces, inviting outdoor decks. We have authentic award-winning hospitality on board. We have extraordinary dining celebrating America's distinct regional flavors, and we help with menus that are designed by noted American culinary experts. We also have a very intense discovery-wise, comprehensive enrichment program that brings noted authors, historians, storytellers on board to create a once-in-a-lifetime experience for our guests along the way that we travel. And we also include entertainment programs, after dinner shows, and we do include some shore tours in our Columbia and Snake River programs as well as our Alaska cruises.
Well, one of the things I really, really love about your Majestic Line is my knowledge of ships have panhandles. Is that true?
Yes.
Like the old Mississippi Queens and...
Yes, our ships, the Delta Queen, American Queen, Empress of the North, the Mississippi Queen, and then we also have 2 other ships out on the Columbia and Snake Rivers. We have the Columbia Queen and the West, and all of them except one has the paddle wheel, which is nice since we're able, not only that, but we have a shallow draft, so we're able to go to very small, intimate places where other cruise ships can't get into.
Yeah, that one experience, and for example, we did the Columbia River cruise a while back, and there's something really nostalgic, if that's the word to use, as you're coming in from some of the land tours and you see your boat docked there.
Yeah,
it makes you really proud to be able to get on that, and as you set sail and people are watching you, and as you go through the towns, it's really a unique experience. And it's a very small, they're very small ships as a rule. What is the average size passenger count?
Great. Well, for instance, on our Mississippi River and tributaries cruises, where we have our Delta Queen as well as the American Queen sailing in 2008, we have the Delta Queen holds a guest capacity of 176 guests. On the American Queen, the guest capacity is 436 guests. And on our Columbia River and Snake River cruises, Columbia Queen is 150 guests. Empress of the North holds 223 guests. And then we also have Queen of the West. And Queen of the West holds 142 guests.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I think is kind of fun is how you get on the ships and how you get off the ships. And in certain areas, not all ships, but most of the ones that you have. But you want to explain about getting on and off as far as the gangplank?
Well, we do have the gangplank that goes out, and depending on whether we need to, whether we have dock space, we also tender in sometimes in, mm-hmm. in some of the ports. But we can also, let's say in the Mississippi, there is an area called Oak Alley that we visit, and there we're able to push up and drop our gangplank and allow guests, we tie the particular ropes up to two trees there, which allows us then to unload our guests there. So in the various destinations that we cruise to, there are various ways that we're able to safely get our passengers on and off the ship in a very quick time frame as well, which mm-hmm. is nice, because when you are cruising with the, you know, smaller amount of passengers on board, you're able to get on and off the ship faster, and that allows more time in the ports.
Mm-hmm. Do you know do you recommend an age limit? Is there a minimum age that you can go on the ship, or do you recommend, I mean, maybe not a physical minimum age, but the minimum age that might enjoy the various trips, or is it depending upon the river or the area?
Typically, guests who cruise on our ships are looking for, you know, more the intimate size of the ship, as well as the cultural and the historical value that our cruises bring to them. They're typically, you know, age range, you know, I would say 55 in age and up is generally mm-hmm. the demographic that cruises most often on our ships. But we also have younger families that do cruise with us as well.
Yeah. Do you have many educational, you mentioned the educational and cultural, but do you guys do like talks about when you're going down and have like experts come in and talk about the area? I'm not sure.
Yes, we do, and that's one of the real features of our ships is that we do have our own comprehensive enrichment program.
Awesome.
We have our own enrichment guides that travel with us, and they are experts in the history of the area, so they will be giving lectures as we're cruising throughout the various regions of the area, as well as kind of the cultural distinctions, anything else along those lines. We're very much into history on these, and so the guests who are interested in that would really benefit from these lectures and talks. We also bring other types of specialty programs on board, such as authors, any other historians that guest historians, storytellers, in hopes to create a, you know, this very special experience for our guests.
One thing that I find interesting is the food.
Yes.
I've been on the Mississippi River with you and the Ohio River and the Columbia River. And the food is, yeah, in each one of the cruises is very different. And I think we should emphasize the how you mentioned about the, you know, the food on the locality, and
yes,
it really is. I mean, you have southern food in the Mississippi down south, And on the Columbia River, you have lots of fish and more, Alaskan, I don't want to say wild food, but the adventurous type of feeding with the menu that you'd have in the Pacific Northwest, Alaska, Western Canada type of experience. And it's a very different type of food. It's natural, very American, wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. And the service is impeccable. But you want to spend a little more time on the food because I think most people don't realize the quality and the unique menus that you do have on your different cruises depending upon the area that they're cruising.
Yes, and that's, yes, we do feature regionally inspired menus where our chefs create signature dishes that showcase all the fresh ingredients of the regions. You know, for instance, you might savor baked Alaskan black cod with lobster one night, Dungeness crab cakes the next in Alaska. And in the South, we do a lot more of the Southern cooking that represents that particular area. And as well on the Columbia River, you know, there's salmon, there's a lot of various fish that we do prepare on board, representing that area as well. So we do look at it and try and create dishes that are exciting, that the guests will really enjoy and ones that they'll remember from their cruise. We also offer 24-hour complimentary snacks, soft drinks, and specialty coffees on all the vessels. And we have a nightly American cocktail party that we offer on board as well.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the shore excursions? I know they're different by area. Do you want to talk about those a bit?
Sure. I'll start off with the Columbia and Snake River cruises. What's very unique about our cruises there are that, and this would be representing the ships, the Empress of the North, Queen of the West, and Columbia Queen. We do have all of the shore excursions included in this cruise, which is very unique. As you know, most shore excursions on cruises are additional. And what's nice is that we include them all in this particular cruise. We have everything in here from, you know, enjoying going through the locks. There's 16 different locks that we transit. We have stops in Pendleton, Umatilla Landing, Columbia, a special cultural center, an underground tour. We also look at the Pendleton Woolen Mill. And we also do a fun Hell's Canyon jet boat ride.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah. We also visit Mount St. Helens Visitor Center in Fort Clatsop, which is a tour that we do, which is the site of Lewis and Clark's winter encampment, which, if anybody knows, this particular cruise is especially suited for those that are very much interested in Lewis and Clark's journey. And we provide a lot of information and history on that for that. On our Alaska cruise, we do offer two included shore excursions in that. We do a 7-night cruise in Alaska in the Inside Passage. We do a lot of glacier cruising, so on this cruise you'll see a lot of glaciers. Included in this particular cruise that we have are a couple of shore excursions. One is the Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka National Historic Park, where you'll see bald eagles up close, at the Alaska Raptor Center as well. So we do provide that, and we also visit the Clawson Memorial Museum. On our Mississippi River Tributary Ohio cruises, we do have all of our shore excursions a la carte. So what that allows the guests to do is able to customize their cruise to the particular experience. We offer a wide variety of shore excursions that they can purchase for an additional fee if they like.
You want to talk just a little bit about your, and this is one thing that we really like, is your theme cruises.
We have on the Mississippi, we have for instance, a spring pilgrimage cruise, which is in March and April, and those feature a lot of the plantations, gorgeous plantations of the South. We also offer a Music of America cruise in June on the American Queen, which features a lot of the music that you'll hear, a lot of the blues, Memphis. It's a Memphis to St. Louis cruise, so it's just, it's brimming with Music of America. Then we also offer in the fall, September, October, November, we offer fall foliage cruises. And we also offer a Cajun holiday cruise in the last part of November as well as December on the American Queen. On the Delta Queen, we offer three steamboat race where our Delta Queen races several other steamboats on a 14-night cruise, and there's specific days where the races happen during that cruise. We also offer Kentucky Derby cruise, Legends of the River cruise, Civil War cruise. There's a lot of Civil War buffs out there, and this would be the cruise for them. And we also offer fall foliage again, September through the October time frame for the Delta Queen.
The things that I really enjoy, the first time I ever took one of your cruises was the Delta Queen. And
oh, great.
You mentioned that the lower range of age is around 55. Well, my wife is, she has one of her master's degrees in history and loves the history. So we took a 7-day trip from New Orleans to Memphis. And I tell you, and we were about 38 years old. And I remember thinking, I don't mean this in a bad way, but the reputation, as you mentioned, it's older people. But when you're 38, 55 is ancient. And as a result, I remember thinking as we got on there in New Orleans that, oh, my word, we're going to be bored out of our mind. But I will tell you, both my wife and I, not only was it the most relaxing cruise, and I've been on over 80 cruises in my life, and she's been on more, it was at that stage the most relaxing cruise that we have ever taken. Not because we were bored. It was because of everything about it. If anyone really wants to do something relaxing, your cruises are magnificent, and the three that I've been on are that way. There's tons to do, but there's never a feeling of being hurried. There's never a feeling like you have to do it or should do it because you paid for it. There's it's just relaxing. And if you want to sit there and watch the river go by and reading a book, it's perfectly okay. And I tell you, going up there and playing that calliope, playing the five consecutive notes of a song that somebody can recognize, by getting your little certificate, which I have hanging in my office wall all these years. But basically, I want to tell you, the activities that you do on those ships are really neat. Even though some of them are very low-keyed, they don't just go until 4 in the morning. And the comedians and it seems like all the time, and I don't know the schedule because I never noticed, but all of a sudden, it seems like every night you have different people on. And I guess because you're going in different ports, they're able to bust them or put them on different ports. And the entertainment is excellent and very local. I mean,
yeah.
You bring on you talk about the theme, but the nightly entertainment is local and professional, but yet down home, and you really have a great time. And I love those river cruises, and my wife and I are planning another one to do the northern part of the Mississippi, ending up in St. Paul.
Yeah.
Going from St. Louis to St. Paul. Now, you want to talk about... And I'll be really honest with you, looking at all of your schedules, the reason we postponed this one to last, and I don't mean this in a bad way because I know we're going to love it, but it seems to be the least famous. I mean, you don't visit as many what you normally know about places. Do you want to talk about that cruise, number one, since I want to be going on it? But number two, Do you agree with that? I mean, like from New Orleans to Memphis, I mean, every day is something very, very famous. I mean, Vicksburg and on, and you talked about Ocala and all that. And the Columbia River, and you talked about Lewis and Clark and the jet boat. I mean, every day is something famous. And Alaska, of course, everything's famous. And so but from, let's say, St. Louis up to St. Paul, who do you normally get on that? because it's not as famous. Am I right on that, with the exception of Hannibal?
St. Louis to St. Paul. And let me just say this, as far as the cruises go, on our Mississippi cruises, we do, and the Ohio River, we call it our Mississippi and River Tributary cruises, we do offer a wide variety of itineraries, like you mentioned, Jerry. I mean, there are quite a number of destinations that we go to. The one that you're on the American Queen, St. Louis to St. Paul, for that particular cruise, we depart from St. Paul, and then we cruise to Winona, and which showcases kind of the grandfather of all direct selling companies, the Historical Armory Museum and the Watkins Museum. It's also an area that's nestled between limestone bluffs and the Mississippi River. We also, from there, we go on day three to La Crosse, which is a Victorian and Art Deco architecture area with a beautiful river rock. We're also able to explore a little bit of the Amish country there. And there's also hints of Norwegian and Scandinavian descendants there as well. From there, on day four, we go to Dubuque. And so that's one of the larger towns that we visit on that particular one. Day five, we go to Davenport, home of John Deere, and includes a comprehensive agricultural exhibit there. There's also a chocolate tasting and tour of tropical gardens there.
All right.
Yeah, day six, Burlington. That is the ancestral home of Native Americans, the Burlington area. It also became a bustling river and railroad port. So there's a lot of rich heritage there. And from there we go to Hannibal, that you mentioned earlier. And this is, you know, the area where Samuel Clemens, who authored, you know, the American classics under the pen name of Mark Twain, lived, and you'll stroll through, you know, various areas there in the Hannibal area. And then finally, we come back to St. Louis, where, you know, another big city, the Gateway Arch, the iconic landmark, is a great ending to the cruise that began in St. Paul.
So I can leave War and Peace at home, can't I?
I think you can.
I hope you bought it all.
No.
Yeah, it sounds fabulous.
And what's also interesting that is as well that I want to mention is our ships are very intimate, where you're traveling with, you know, guests that you will probably meet everybody on board and have conversations with them. And that's one of the nice things about our ships is that, you know, you're relaxing. They're nice, leisurely paced cruises that offer that time where you will be able to, you know, talk with your fellow cruise mates and really develop a bond, a friendship. And I know that a lot of our guests go on year after year and reconnect with the same guests that they had traveled with earlier on a cruise. It's a very special experience that they have.
I know. The one thing that I really like about the cruises is that the passengers appear to be very well traveled, very normal, very educated.
Yeah.
And when I say they're normal, I mean, they're really, as you say, they're very friendly. Everybody gets to know each other. I mean, we always just went to the Columbia River a year ago, October, I think it was. And it's the last cruise. No, I lied to you. It's in May. We did the last one before it set off to Alaska.
Oh,
and,
great.
And as a result, it says a year ago May. When was last May? I can't remember. It seems.
So you were on the,
we ended up,
from the Empress of the North then.
Yes, Empress of the North. And oh, I love the balcony. It's wonderful to watch them do different things as you go through the locks and things. It's fabulous. But basically, the passengers that we ended up becoming friendliest with, I mean, just sort of gravitate with people. And I mean, they're fabulous. I mean, one person, this was their 11th cruise with your cruise line. And just absolutely loved it. But they have been all over the world, too. So I do recommend, personally, taking your cruise on, because not only, as I said, is it relaxing, it's educational without it being thrown at you. And you can have time to absorb it and just sit and relax and watch and listen, and your lectures are really good and funny. They make it so you don't dare miss it. Sometimes you'll be on some ships. They're very entertaining. They're very good. And some ships, if you miss, you know, the evening performance after dinner or whatever, in the ballroom or whatever, you say, well, I'll go here and do that. But here you don't want to miss it. I mean, you go early so you can get a good seat and make sure that you participate, because you've got a magnificent product.
Thank you.
And I can say that personally, having been on it 3 times and looking forward to our 4th, with great anticipation. And, well, Vanessa, do you want to tell our listeners on how to contact Majestic America Line?
Yes, we do have a website, www.majesticamericaline.com. And on that website, we do have our complete itineraries and any information regarding the ships, the destinations that you may have. You can also call our office as well. We have a reservation line that can help out if you have any questions regarding the cruises or if you'd like a brochure mailed out. That phone number is 1-800-434-1232, 1-800-434-1232. We're located out in Seattle, Washington, and for anybody who's in the Seattle area, you can also contact your travel agent if you work with a travel agent, and they can provide you the information on our line as well.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to listen to other great travel advice shows with Chris and Jerry at www.traveladviceshow.com.